So finally, in all of this, what prophecy does is it gives you an inner compass. It gives you a compass that you come back to find your direction when you've strayed off. Anyone who goes walking seriously takes a compass with them. And you have an inner compass, and its true north is Jesus. And the way to find out where you are is to sit quietly and allow the needle of the compass to just direct you towards the lodestar that is Him. Everything comes back to Him. It's no good trying to run off and do your own thing. In these days, He is drawing His bride in such a way that He is captivating her heart. And He's using some circumstances sometimes to do that thing. But have your heart, He will. You are the beloved of God on whom His favour rests. Don't you want to find out what it looks like to live in the favour of the King? To reach out and touch the scepter and know that your prayers are answered every single time because you are praying in alignment with what He wants to do. Don't you want to be a partaker in the relationship that supersedes and transcends every human relationship? Because He's the author and finisher. He's the one who created emotion. He's the one who created love. But not love in the way we understand it. But the agape love of God. He's the one. He's the one. There is no other way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Better get into alignment, eh? God bless you.